This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is responding to Iran's shooting down of a U.S. drone, saying that it could have been an accident. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The Air Force's top Mideast commander says it was an unprovoked attack on a drone flying in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz.
An attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area.
But minutes after Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella spoke, the president suggested the attack was unintentional.
I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down.
Retired Army Colonel David Maxwell says that's possible.
Mistakes happen.
Albeit with consequences. Asked about a U.S. response, the president repeatedly said, "You'll find out." Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Charles Schumer of New York, says he's worried that the Trump administration might bumble into a war with Iran, even though it says it does not want one. Speaking after being briefed at the White House, Schumer said situations like the one with Tehran have a way of getting out of hand.
I told the president that these conflicts have a way of escalating. The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
Schumer said that congressional approval would be required for financing any conflict. He said one of the best ways to avoid getting into a war that nobody wants is for Congress to have what he called a robust, open debate and a real say in the decision. In Schumer's words, we learned that lesson in the run-up to Iraq. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow gained 0.94%. The S&P added 0.95%. The NASDAQ was up 0.8%. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump predicted Thursday that Congress will eventually approve a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but acknowledged that the 2020 election could stall its passage. Speaking at the White House, where he held talks with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Trump said, "I hope politically they can do what they have to do." Some Democrats in the House of Representatives have balked at immediate ratification of the treaty, which would replace the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. Some of their reservations include drug pricing issues and U.S. labor union concerns about how much Mexico will enforce better working conditions and higher wages for its workers. The president said he thinks that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the chamber as a whole will approve it, and the Republican-controlled Senate would approve it rapidly. He said it's going to be very bipartisan. Lawyers who visited a border detention site in Clint, Texas, say the conditions there for children are dangerous. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a border patrol station in Texas and had this warning: a dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
A Turkish court sentenced 151 people, including 17 senior military officers, to life in prison Thursday for their role in a 2016 coup attempt against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Local media report that 33 defendants were acquitted of the charges. According to Turkish media, the Ankara court sentenced 128 people to aggravated life sentences and 23 people to normal life sentences for their participation in a 2016 coup attempt that left more than 200 people dead and 2,000 people injured. The Turkish government alleges that U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen was partly responsible for the coup attempt. Gulen denies any involvement. Fervent Brexit campaigner Boris Johnson and Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt emerged Thursday as the final two candidates in the race to become Britain's next prime minister. The flamboyant Johnson is the odds-on favorite to win next month. Whoever wins will have to find a solution to the Brexit turmoil, which eluded Theresa May for 3 years and ultimately led to her downfall. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.